Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network. We're glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're beginning. We are located out of Memphis, Tennessee. I am talking to you from Redmond, Washington. So you will know anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Live, or you can go after the show immediately within a few minutes and go to the archives, which is really the on-demand section. And when you get there, you can go to, I'm switching hands here. Anyway, if you don't have a computer and you want to talk to a guest, you can call in to 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in. And anyway, we're going to have a great evening because I'm going to be the guest. I'm going to be the one that's going to be sharing some wonderful things that I'm learning. I've been practicing the emotion code and the body code for several years now, and I just keep learning new things all the time, and I'm amazed and how it works, and that it does work and it does heal without having to go into doing a lot of things, but mostly removing a lot of trapped emotions. Because the body will talk to you. You just have to learn its language. Okay, before I start the show, I want to take you through the week of all the shows that we have. I'm always on Monday at 4:30. That's 6:30 Central Standard Time. The I Am Well show is on Tuesday. That's at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. The Night Search show, Tuesday at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday is the No Show at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And the Laws of Material Wealth are on Wednesday. Personal Development Program, that's at 8:30. Evening, p.m., and then Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly, and that's at 5:30, that's Central Standard Time. And Friday is the Searcher's Roadmap, and that's at 1 p.m., and the Dream Edition 7 show. So we've got that on Saturday. We've got Soul Town, the Sound of Music, and that's at 3 p.m., and Sunday is the Dream Edition 7 show, and that is from Boston. So anyway, just know that there's always something there every day of the week that you can call in to the Blog Talk Radio and listen to some great people being interviewed. And again, tonight I'm going to be, what I'm going to talk to you about, I want to find out what is blocking you. And I'm having really good success helping people that have issues regarding money and financial freedom, wanting a great career, not knowing what they could do, seeing what's blocking them from creating that great career, also from meeting that special someone, and, of course, having better health. If you've got any health issues, this is great for us to figure out what's going on there. And remember, this is all energy work. When I'm doing this, when I'm talking to you, I will be muscle testing you, and I'm going to be like your proxy. So because you're not here, I will muscle test me for you. And all I really have to do is just hear your voice and see what, you know, you would like to share, and then we'll see what your body has to say. See, your body can't lie to you. Our minds, our brains lie to us all the time. you know, oh, go ahead, eat that sugar, or drink that, you know, do that junk food or whatever. But if you ask your body, it could easily say, no, I don't like that. But we don't incorporate, or most people do not know how. I learned to muscle test years ago because I had so many food intolerances and food allergies and intolerant to gluten and corn and soy and nuts. And anyway, it has really saved my life because I can muscle test all my food. And then after that, I just started muscle testing everything and saw that I could easily make a connection to my subconscious mind through muscle testing and how much fun it was, and I could figure out what wanted me to do. And when you really do make contact with your subconscious mind through muscle testing, I mean, it has the answers. And you just have to practice it, which I did daily. I remember about 3 months of when I first started, and I would call my chiropractor in Memphis. I was living in Eureka Springs back in 1999, and I'd say, well, you know, I'm not doing good with this muscle testing. And he said, well, you're just not practicing enough. So it really does take practice. But I'm going to tell you that this is one of the most important skills that I have ever learned. And I've learned a lot of things and a lot of trades in my lifetime. And I just think this is just so amazing. And the wonderful thing, it's so helpful, and people really get great results with it. A little bit, I guess, more about me. I have been, I am a present and past life regression therapist, do hypnosis. I have conducted workshops and seminars for over 25 years. And, of course, I've been practicing muscle testing since 2000. And I say practice, it's something that you just do all the time. I have a process that I teach people how to do, how to muscle test the way that I do. It's called the Power Reflex Method. And it's fun, it's easy, and everyone that learns it just loves it. And it is, like I said, I think it's just one of the best skills that I have ever learned. And thank God, I guess I had to get sick so I would really practice it, because I've been knowing about kinesiology since the 80s when I was a shiatsu practitioner. But what muscle testing does is it's a physical process that measures true or false statements. So, again, the body can't lie, and it will tell you right from wrong, yes from no. So you never have to second-guess yourself again once you learn how to do that. And this process that I do is used by medical doctors, chiropractors, dentists, and nutritionists. Okay, now let's see. I've got Annie. Annie, are you there?
Yes, I have one more call to screen here. Hey, honey, how are you?
Well, I'm good. I'm so glad. I was just going on because I knew that you had gotten in a little bit late and was talking to some of the people that are online. Well, that's exciting. And, you know, I told you I wanted to work with you, but since we've had these other two people come on real early, I thought maybe we might just go ahead and I would work with them. And then
Give me at the end. That'd be perfect.
But I know you wanted to share some of this work, too, that I've done with everyone. Did you have something that you wanted to say now?
Well, I just wanted to say I've been doing muscle testing for years now, too, thanks to Pam teaching me. And she is right. In the beginning, when I first started doing it, I would, like, second-guess myself all the time because I just didn't want to trust myself. But once I finally did, and I think when I wasn't trusting myself was when I wasn't doing it daily, on a daily basis, regular, all the time. But once I started doing it on a daily basis, then it was just like, wow, And then I would ask, should I do such and such, or is this going to happen? Just stuff that I knew was going on in my life. And then the outcome would always be what the answer I got was. And then I was like, wow, this really does work. So it is a great process, and it's great to be in tune with yourself, and nobody has to know you're doing it when you're out in public. And it's kind of like, I mean, I use it a lot just around people I'm around during the day. You know, should I speak up? Should I not? You know, that type thing. That helps a lot. And there's been many times when I thought, God, am I glad I didn't say something. You know, I get a negative, don't put my 2 cents in, and I wouldn't, and then I would be really thankful that I didn't. So anyway, it is a great process, and it does work, and I highly recommend it. And now, do you have that on your website yet? I know you were working on a video for that, Pam.
No, I haven't. In fact, that is something that I am still working on, but that is going to be put up there probably in the next month or two. But I've got someone helping me do the video, so we're real excited. And, you know, it's a lot of work, and you have to do a script and everything. But I have dragged my feet a little bit, but I'm going to definitely do that, and so people can do it. There's a lot of people.
And when the time's
doing
right, We'll make sure and say it on the radio for you guys, too, so you know to go check it out.
Yes, that's a great idea. Absolutely. Well, okay, I was going to see if there was something else I'm going to ask you about when you were, but you said that when you started doing it every day, and now do you muscle test when you're with around people, what they calibrate at, you know, we can calibrate people to see if what their energy, their consciousness is. Do you do that very often?
Yes, that's kind of, I do that when I should speak up or not about a situation. Because I deal with a lot of, I'm in sales, so I deal with a lot of different situations and always helping put out fires and stuff like that. So it's been really good to, you know, even just standing there beside them saying, should I talk about this, or should I just let this go? Yes, no, you know. And like I said, there's been several times later I have thought to myself, God, I'm glad I listened to myself. Because that was the hardest part for me, to trust my intuition.
Yes. Honey, that is the big thing. That's a block for everybody. Is once you start it, you have to trust it. But you've got to practice it. And I didn't trust it either. I would go back and forth and back and forth. It really did take me a couple of months for I knew. And one day it just clicked in, and I know you felt the same way. You go, oh, I got it. It really worked. But the subconscious mind is has to be worked with repetitiously, over and over, over and over. And then when it gets it and gives you the answer. So that's
right.
How you have to work with the subconscious. And it's such a powerful tool to work with. So, all right. Okay, let me...
bring Mia in?
Yeah, let's bring Mia in. And see what's going on with her today.
Hi, Mia.
Hi. Hi, Pam. Hi, Ann.
Hi. Well, I'm so glad you called in, and you've been on the show before, so we love that, too. So, Mia, you live in Florida. How's the weather down there? Is it wonderful?
No, it's gotten cold this couple of days.
Really?
Now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's been strange this winter.
For everybody. It has rained like crazy up here in the Northwest and the Seattle area, and everybody said, this has been the most rain we've ever had. And I said, well, of course, I moved up here, so we have to have this huge rainy winter season. But anyway, it's okay. I'm inside. I'm warm and dry. That's more important than anything.
Yeah.
Okay, Mia, all right, now, I've muscle tested you before, haven't I? We've done this, some of this, like emotion stuff. Okay, you said that you wanted to know what about your weight. Is that right? That you wanted to lose some weight?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, do you, let's see, what I'm going to do with the weight stuff here. Because it's all relative. Okay, let's see. As far as your weight, how much weight do you want? What do you want to weigh, or how much do you want to lose? Or do you feel like you have a block with losing weight?
I feel like it.
Do you lose weight and then gain it back?
There is something blocking, yes.
Okay, at this time, let's do some muscle testing here. And I'm going to, I want to ask the subconscious mind if there is something that, if there is an emotion that is blocking you from losing weight at this time. And is there something, and I'm getting a positive on that. It says there's like one, two, three. There's three things that says that three trapped emotions that have to do with your weight loss and what is keeping you. See, the thing is, the subconscious mind, we can lose the weight, but if it feels like we're going to starve to death or something, the weight will come right back on. You've got to, it's got to be in alignment with you on this weight loss thing, because it may have one idea in its mind about weight loss and you have another. So let's see what's going on here. Let me see what the first thing is. I'm going to plug this in here. There we go. Hold on. Unsupported is what shows up for me. And I want to ask, now we're going to ask your body about feeling unsupported. I want to ask, is this a trapped emotion? It says it is. It's not a heart wall. That's good. So this means, let's see, how old are you now, Mia? What's your age?
42.
Okay. Let's see when this first began, when you were 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37. Something around 36, 37, something was going on. Was this having to do with someone in your life, a relationship?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That, yes.
Yes.
Okay. That where you were feeling unsupported? Can you think of that?
Right.
Okay. Do you want to, is it, I want to ask if it's important you talk about it or ask about it. Yes, what was going on? What was happening at that time?
I had a relationship issue. But that relationship has since dissolved.
Okay. Well, for some reason, you got that feeling, you felt unsupported during that relationship. So that has still been trapped in the body. So, and that seems to be one of the things that's blocking you from getting the weight off that you'd like to. Let's see what else is showing up. Okay, you know, I'm getting shame. Let's see. We're going to go, is this a trapped emotion? Yeah. So this has happened within, let's see, you're 42, 41, 40, 39, 38, 37. Well, about 36, 37, around the same time. So something was going on with this in this relationship that has got trapped in you, that is creating you from, you know, getting the weight off. So we're going to get this figured out so that you can start losing your weight. I'm going to ask, is it someone you ever loved? Someone who ever loved you? Yes, it is regarding the relationship. So it was that same thing. What would be the shame in the relationship?
It was just a bad relationship that I went that I was in.
Okay, but does that make sense to you? Those two emotions that got trapped there.
Yeah.
Okay. Just so you agree with that. I want to ask if there is something else, and it says there is one more. Usually, sometimes something else shows up. Let's see what the other one is. Pride. Same thing. During that time. So what? what was going on. It hurt your pride. There's some shame there and feeling unsupported during this relationship. And that is, so as far as weight, tell me when you, do you feel like you have a good diet, that you eat right? Do you lose a little weight and gain it back, or just staying at a plateau and you're not losing any weight?
Right. I've tried and I'm not losing.
Okay. What do you do? Just changing your diet, cutting back?
Cutting back, drinking more water.
Okay. Yeah, the water thing says here that you are dehydrated. I mean, we all are. It says that right now the body code is saying you need 10, 20, 30, 40, 41, 42, like 42 ounces of water a day. That is what you need to be drinking, that much. So that gives you a gauge of how much water to drink. It says you're about 10, 20 ounces low. So get on drinking some more water this evening, because that flushes out metabolic waste and everything. I want to see if there is an underlying cause to this. Let's see if there's something else that's showing up here. So I'm picking up some misalignments. Let me see if there's something out of alignment. Okay, your organs are showing. Let's see, what is it? Just give me a moment here. Well, the kidneys is showing. Okay, so that's why I said the water, you know, really flushes out the kidneys, and that's, you know, what, and when you have kidney issues, it's usually, I'm going to ask if it's your left kidney. It is. Is your left kidney happy? It says, no, it's not. Is your right kidney happy? Right kidney's happy, left kidney's not. I'm going to ask if there is a trapped emotion in the left kidney. There is. Let's see what it is. Is it on this side? No. Wishy-washing. Now, that's a good one. That's trapped there. But you know what? Wishy-washy means you'll say one thing one day and then next day you change your mind. Or does that happen with you? But the kidneys out of balance will create you being wishy-washy, meaning that sometimes I think we're just afraid that we're going to make the wrong decision. And so, we can be easily swayed at times more than others. What do you think about that?
It happens.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see if we clear that one out. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to relate. Is there another trapped emotion in the kidney? Is it just wishy-washy? Yes, just this one. Well, I'm going to remove this one right now. Let me take this one off of you. And I'm going to, what I'm doing is I have a little magnet, and I'm just going to run it down the governing vessel 4 times. See? Okay, I'm going to ask if your left kidney is happy now. So, yes, it is. You know, when your kidney is out of balance, either one of them, you can have back problems, discomfort, even in the lower back or the middle back. Have you had any discomfort in your back at all? Even leg pain on the left knee can bother you from kidney problems, since that's showing up.
Yeah, I did a couple of days ago, but that went away.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, keep drinking that water. That says that now your kidneys are all happy, so we got rid of that trapped emotion. Now, let me see if there's any underlying caused anything else that needs to be looked at. I'm looking at the body code right now. I'm muscle testing the body code. Misalignments comes up again. Let's see what else is showing. Skeletal. Okay. Just a moment. Thoracic is showing. Your thoracic. Okay. Sternum is showing. And you know the sternum is right there from your throat down to the heart. That's the sternum. And that's where, I'm going to ask, let me check your chakras. Your crown chakra is good, third eye is good, throat, the thymus. You know, they always say to thump your thymus and you'll be happy when you do that. So what I want you to do is, while I I'm going to see if there is a tracking motion in there. Let's see what it is. Hold on a second. Here we go. Well, the trapped emotion is low self-esteem. There's something there. Is it a trapped emotion? It's a heart wall. Okay, let's go back in time. Because as we clear these things out, this is going to help you to start getting this weight off and faster than ever. Let me go back in time. When you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 9, 10, something at 10, that's when we usually take on that shadow about low self-worth or, you know, not feeling good about ourselves. So did it have to do with your mother? No, something with your father, something maybe with your father. I'm getting a father male when you're about 10, something, because our fathers is the one that really set the daughter's self-esteem. Was there something maybe going on you did in about the fifth grade then?
Oh, I can't even remember.
Okay. Well, let me ask if it's important that you know what it is. It says, no, it isn't. But just know that that is got stuck in there in the thymus area. So for the next few days, 3 days, I want you to thump your thymus. Just, you know, just walk around and just thump it and just, you know, because that will keep that energy going and it'll keep your heart, because the thymus is right there. Lays right in the heart area. So we'll get your heart happy.
Okay.
So that's what you want to do that for. Okay, now I'm going to ask, is there anything else that needs to be looked at? Any other underlying causes of anything of this kind? No, that's it, just for the trapped emotions. So that's good. You didn't have much of anything. Just, but once we clear out these emotions, things start getting really better a lot faster. Okay, so let's remove the first trapped emotion I want to take off is feeling unsupported. So I want you to close your eyes and just take a real deep breath, and I want you to blow it off as I remove it. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, let's go. Infinite love and gratitude, infinite love and gratitude, infinite love, infinite love. Okay, it's gone. Now let's take off shame. Take a deep breath and blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. Okay. Now let's blow off pride. Another deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. Now let's blow off wishy-washy. Go hard. Infinite love, infinite love, infinite love. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay, it says it's gone. You see, got a little frog in my throat there. Okay, now what I want to do is I want to ask your subconscious mind if it's happy with the weight that you are at right now. And I'm getting a real positive. So we have to tell the subconscious mind that you're not happy with the weight that it is. So how much weight did you want to lose, Mia?
I want to lose 25 more pounds.
25 more pounds. So, okay, well, then we've got to do some serious talking to that subconscious mind and ask, why is it, you know, what is blocking you from getting that 25 pounds off? And I checked your body. That was good. Let's see if there's anything showing up. Okay. Is it something that's inherited? Okay, I'm picking up something that you inherited from, is this from your parents? Yes. Okay, when you were born, let's see what was showing up there. When you were born, your mother was longing for something. Well, that's interesting. Could you think of something that your mom ever talked to you about, that she was longing for something? But this is something that's blocking you. This is a part of this weight loss thing.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, that was the one thing that showed up. There is one more. Let's see what there is another one that is that you inherited. Unworthy. Okay. I'm going to ask, was this coming when you were born? Did your mother feel unworthy? She says, yes, you did. Your mother felt unworthy, and she was longing for something. Is there anything else? No, just those two. All right, you've taken those on. The thing about unworthy, Mia, is when you feel unworthy, you feel like everybody gets to have what they want in life, but there's something wrong with you that you don't get to have it. But everybody else seems to get that. So that's how your mom was feeling when she, and let me ask if this was, did she get this from her mother? Yes, she did. Then from the grandmother? Let me go back. How many generations did your mother take this on and you got it? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 generations back, 100 years ago or something, that enough people, and it's just not you, it affects so many people just with them. But just know that when we take off these trapped emotions, that they will take them off your mother and it will take them off of your ancestors, your grandparents. It's all on the grandmother's side. So this unworthy coming in there. So let's see on the longing. Is this inherited from, did this come from her mother? Did it come from her father? So from the father, from the grandfather. Okay, 7 generations back on the father's side, your mother got this trapped emotion. I know this sounds like really weird. Well, how is this all affecting me? But it does. It does affect us carrying these trapped emotions in there. So let's clear these off, this unworthy and the longing, and then we'll just see how you feel after that. So you ready? You gonna take a deep breath?
Yes.
And let's go with the longing. Take a deep breath. Blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Takes a little bit longer to release inherited trapped emotions, but we're going to get that off of you in just a minute. Hold on a second here. Infinite love. Holy Spirit, infinite love. Because it's gone. Now let's take off the unworthy. So we're doing. Do you have any children, Mia?
No.
Okay, well, good. Because if you got them, these inherited, they probably got them too, because we pass these on from generation to generation. But the good thing is when I take these off of you, it takes it off of her and it takes it off of these grandparents that are on the other side. So let's do unworthy now. Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay. All right. Now, let's go back and let's ask your subconscious mind if it would help you to get this 25 pounds off of you. Yeah, I'm getting a real strong yes. Now it's okay. We cleared out some things, and it says yes, that it will help you. Because it's all on the subconscious level, subconscious eating, subconscious whatever we're doing. So just know that we've cleared these out. And let's ask how long it's going to take for this weight to get off of you. I'm getting about 4 months. And so 25 pounds, though, in 4 months. You can do it less, but don't do any big brush. Just know that it's going to come off of you because we released the emotions that were blocking it. Okay?
Mm-hmm. No, that'd be great.
Okay.
That'd be summer.
Well, let me ask if you need to be doing anything different than you're doing right now. It says, no, you're not. It says, just continue on your diet and what you're doing. I know Annie's got a product, Alimu, that is for weight loss, and we'll have to give her talk a little bit about that at the end of the show, so listen in. Okay, well, Mia, thank you, honey, for calling in today.
Well, thank you so much, Pam, and it's always so nice to talk to you.
Great. Well, call in anytime. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was great.
I know. Well, that was good because she had some stuff there. But see how that works, Annie, is that everything is emotion. It really is. And of course, yeah, we can have structural and different organ problems and things like that, but none of that showed up. Sometimes the thyroid showing up can cause that, but her thyroid didn't show. That was why I was doing the body code, so that was all good. It's just the kidneys. It's flushing. She needs to flush her kidneys good. And that was all I got on that. Well, okay, we've got Ibitar. Let me bring her in and
okay.
Let me see what
bring
she wants
in
to
Ibitar.
Add.
Hi, Pam. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. I can't believe how fast this hour is going. Okay, Ibitar, what did you want to ask about?
Well, I want to ask about a couple of things. I have several unresolved legal things that I would really like to resolve in my favor. And the last couple of days, I've been having a lot of aching in my shoulders and my neck and my body, just a lot of aching.
A lot of achiness? Okay, well, let me work on that body stuff. Let me see what's showing there. Hold on.
Okay.
See what that, I know. I can help you with that. Of course, I always ask for help from above when I do this. So here we go. We've got, let's see, Ibitar. We got the angels working with us at this time. Okay, the first thing that shows up is misalignment, connective tissue, glands, organs, systems. Okay, systems are showing. Okay, which system says that you're having a problem here? Let's see. I'm getting the lymphatic system is showing. Let's see, with the lymphatic system, there's lymph nodes all over your body. Now, there's the thymus, the spleen, Peyer's patch, whatever Peyer's patch is, I haven't checked that one, lymph nodes, okay. So, the lymph nodes is what's showing on that, okay. There are small organs located throughout the body which are full of white blood cells, and they filter pathogens and foreign materials from your lymphs. You know what would be good is for you to get a lymphatic drainage. Have you ever done that, you know, where they the massaging, where they go in and just really, yeah. I'm going to ask, do you have an imbalance in your lymph nodes? I'm getting a real positive on that. Identify the region of the body for... Okay, I'm going to take your body and like cut it in half and then quarter it, so in four quarters. Is it the right upper body? Is it the left upper body? Is it the right lower body? It really is. It's showing it's all in the upper body is what I'm really getting. So I want to ask if your lymph nodes are happy now. And they says, no, they're not. Okay, let's see what's going on. What is the underlying cause of this? It could a lot of this has to do with your immune system too, so we got to get your immune system. Let me see what is your immune system on the scale of 0 to 100, 100 being the best. So it's 80. So it's not up there to 100. So your immune system is low. So let's see what's going on here. And what else? There says toxins are showing up. So you have metabolic waste. That just means that we've talked about things, your colon is not cleansing out the waste, the liver and the kidney. Okay, is it colon cleansing? Do you need to do liver cleanse, kidney cleanse? Well, it just keeps showing that the kidneys are not flushing out this waste. Are you drinking plenty of water and watching your diet? I don't know. Doesn't say you need to do a colon cleanse or a liver cleanse, but the kidneys need cleansing. So I would say to really get on drinking, you know, a lot of, and I know you do, but let's see, what are you supposed to be drinking? How much water a day? 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 ounces a day is your limit on water. So make sure you're drinking more water. Let me see if there is an underlying cause of this metabolic waste or not shelf being able to flush. Okay, pathogens, hold on. Bacteria, okay. Let me see what it is. Check reflex point, okay. If there is bacterial infection. Do you need, I'm going to ask, it says you do have a bacterial infection. Okay, wild oregano oil would be good. Olive leaf extract would be good. Colloidal silver, no, activated, okay. Either olive leaf extract or wild oregano oil, do you have either one of those?
What kind of extract?
Olive leaf.
Okay, no, I don't have it.
Well, olive leaf extract is wonderful, and it will kill viruses, and that's what it is. You've got a bacterial virus, and that's why you're feeling achy, and it's in your notes and everything. So, and it's not expensive. You can find it at any vitamin store. It's called olive leaf extract. It comes in a little capsule. Let's see how many you would need to take. 1, 2, 3, 4 a day for how long? 1 week, 2 weeks for 2 weeks? And then 1, 2 a day for 1, 2 for 2 weeks. So for to get this out of your system, you know, we're talking about using those. But you should really feel good in about 3 days after taking it. Always take olive leaf extract with food, though. And how many milligrams do you need to take? 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 milligrams. And it does come in 500 milligrams when you go buy you some. I think it's like $8 or $9. It's not expensive to get you a bottle of it and get on it. Okay?
Okay.
Are you going to do that?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, good, because you don't want to fool around with that. Let me see if there is anything else that needs to be looked at this time. Okay. Food and herbs is showing up. If you need some nutrients, let's see what the nutrients are. Hold on 1 second. Fan. That is that's great for the whole body. It helps you sleep,
what's
it helps the nerves. It's called tryptophan. Let me spell it for you.
Tryptophan.
Mm-hmm. TRYPTOPHAN.
Okay, tryptophan.
Yes. Yeah. You might have some of that, but that is great. That would be good for you to take. How many a day? 2 a day. I'm getting 2 a day on the tryptophan. But those would be good. It says, is there anything else on this nutrient? It says, no, that was it. Just the tryptophan and the olive leaf extract. Let me see if there's anything else that needs to be looked at. Let's make sure. Everything is good. Okay, so that was it. Now I want to see on the trapped emotions. I'm going to see if you've got some going here. You've got 1, 2, it says. Let's see what they are. Let's clear those out. That will make you feel better, too. Column A, column, okay, B. Okay, creative insecurity. Now, what that means is that's with the kidneys. Yeah. That means that you don't feel like you're able to create your life the way you want to. There's some blocks there about you feeling that you have feel real secure with being able to create everything you want. So that is one that's there. Let's see what the other one is. Well, feeling low self-esteem, not feeling good about whatever's going on, you know, everything that, if we're not, you know, creating our life and doing what we feel like we would like to do, and, you know, we'll go, well, what's wrong with me, and, you know, I don't feel good, I, you know, feel worthless. So it's kind of coming up that you're not feeling so good about yourself on that level. But let's clear those out. Let's release those two trapped emotions. And we're going to blow off creative insecurity. This will help you with everything. Take a deep breath. Blow it off. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. Infinite love. Okay, it says it's time. Excuse me. Oh, I've got this little frog in my throat now. Okay, now let's release feeling worthless. Infinite love and gratitude. Infinite love. All right, is there anything else? Just know that that's it. Okay, cleared out two trapped emotions. Get on those supplements, and you should start feeling a lot better.
Okay, olive oil, leaves, and tryptophan. The tryptophan, is that a herb?
Yes, it is. They have it at the health food store. Olive leaf extract.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. All right. Well, all right. Well, let me know when we talk again how you're feeling.
Okay. So, what about the unresolved legal stuff?
Well, I don't think I'm the one to work with you on that.
Okay.
But you know what? I think these two trapped emotions had something to do with it.
Okay.
I really do. When I was doing that, I think that is how those emotions, once we clear them out, then things should start getting better for you on all levels. I don't understand. Oh. What is it that you've got some legal things that are going on? Is that what you're saying?
I have one thing that's going on, but I have a couple of other legal things that I haven't been able to resolve.
Well, that's that feeling created insecurity that you're not able to resolve them. That's having to do with how creative you can be, and then now having low self-esteem, not feeling good about yourself because you're not, have still got these issues going.
Okay.
Let me ask if there is anything else. Okay, is it a trapped emotion? It says yes, there is one more. Let's see, regarding this issue with what you're working on with these legal things. Okay. Well, this still keeps coming up with self-esteem issues, feeling unworthy, feeling not good enough, feeling, you know, kind of like a create like other people can. Let's just blow this one off. You ready? Take a deep breath. Infinite love and gratitude. Did you blow out Ibitar?
Yes, I
did.
Let it
go. All right. I can't hear anything, so I'm checking. Okay. Yeah, okay. So is there anything else? No, that's it. Let's see that these trapped emotions that we just cleared out is part of you not getting these things resolved and quickly. So,
okay.
But anyway, call in next week. We'll always have people online you can ask questions to about these things, okay?
Okay, so the kidney and the endocrine system, it'll automatically clear up with the trapped emotions being unblocked.
It was your kidneys, and it had to do with having a bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when we unblock, remember we did the kidneys? Yeah, that was part of it. You also, that was where the creative insecurity was coming from.
Yeah, because you had mentioned the lymph, was it the endocrine system or the lymph nodes?
The lymphatic system.
Lymphatic, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got a little bacterial virus going on in there. So get on something right away. Don't let that go.
Okay, I will.
Okay. Well, have a good evening, honey. Thank you for calling in.
And you're welcome, and thank you very much.
Okay, we've got one more, Casey from New York. Hi, Casey.
Hi, thank you so much for my call. Been enjoying your show, as usual. Yes, and I've been on a healing journey for a very long time, and I wonder if you could tap into what it might be, a root cause, or what you might see going on. Also, recently, I developed down the side of my right neck. Sometimes I get weird prickly sensations shooting on and off, and sometimes there's pain. And I don't know, you know, it came on like a few weeks ago, and I'm not really sure what it is, unless it's related to something that's been going on in the right ear for a while, pressure, and they said it was inflammation in the eustachian tube.
But, oh, okay. But you haven't been able to clear that out?
No. It gets better, okay. It gets worse. I don't know what, you know, they wanted to give me steroid spray, and I said, no, I don't do that.
Well,
all natural.
Let's see what we can do naturally. Let me ask. I'm going to get on the body code right now, and since I always ask for help from above, let's see if we can figure out what's going on with you right now. Okay, toxins is the first thing that's showing up here. It says right now that you have an electromagnetic toxins. You know that comes from cell phones.
Electromagnetic, I'm sorry, what was the last word?
Electromagnetic toxins. Electromagnetic meaning
toxin.
Pollution from a cell phone. Of course, you know, holding it up to your ear, you know. Dr. Nelson, who teaches this class, says that it's important if we're on the cell phones a lot or for, you know, on the computers, we need protection and we need to wear a magnet. I have a little magnet that I wear, stick in my bra all the time. You could even use a kitchen magnet, but get you a magnet if you do use your cell phone a lot, because that will help to block those electromagnetic waves, and it comes through the cell phone. EMS is what they're called, cellular thing. Okay,
I don't use the cell phone much, but I'm in front of the computer a lot.
Yeah, well, it could be from the computer.
That I thought were protective, and sometimes I wear a crystal with a tourmaline chunk on it, but maybe I guess that isn't strong enough.
I don't think it is. I really think you need a good magnet. You can go online and look up magnets and
uh-huh.
just order you one. They have different ones, different companies. That's the best thing to do. I found one from a chiropractor that I got out here, just a little thin, looks like a little credit card. It's that size, and it's small enough that I can wear it. Let me see if there is something, another underlying cause that needs
Thank
to be looked
you.
At regarding this ear thing. Okay, pathogens is showing, mold, viral. Okay, I'm picking up a little bacteria here too with you. Okay, first of all, well, I've got you here. Let me put you in front of me. Is it the left ear that's bothering you?
Right.
It is the left, okay?
No, it's the right ear.
Oh, it's the right ear. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The right ear. All right. Let me erase that right ear, and that means I'm telling that ear that it's all happy and it's healthy right now. And let's see where it's coming from. Got master allergy? Left. The allergies are good. Lungs are good. Stomach, gallbladder, liver, spleen, pancreas, kidney, adrenals. Bone, testing, bladder, yeast, virus. Yeah, I'm picking up a virus. So it says if I turn off the virus, then the ear is good. Okay. So you do have a bacterial infection that's what's creating that in the ear. And is it, I want to ask, can it be strep? No. It says it is like a little stat. You've got to have different things. And it does say that, you like the wild oregano oil, like I was telling Avatar, or
mm-hmm.
olive leaf extract. Those are antivirals. They will kill a virus, and it's all natural. So I would start on that. Would you want me to tell you?
No.
Could you?
I should have mentioned this, too. I guess, you know, I didn't think it was that relevant because it was healing.
Yeah.
The end of last week, my face blew up on the right side, and there was pain, you know, in my gums and up in my cheek. I first thought it was a tooth thing, but I didn't find any tooth that really seemed bad. And anyway, I've been treating myself with oregano oil, olive leaf, colloidal silver, berberine.
Well, good. You're doing everything.
Well,
that let me see.
Down, but so the ear thing is still happening. I didn't, you know, I should have realized it could be connected with my head today.
I think it is.
Uh-huh.
I think it's still, you just haven't got the infection out of there yet. How much olive leaf extract are you taking now?
I've been taking maybe 3 or 4 a day, and let me see what the strength is.
The milligram is, yes. But if you're not taking enough.
I ran out of my one bottle. I don't know. I think that was stronger, but now this one is, says 15% oleorubin. So the olive leaf is 185 milligrams, and the olive leaf 18% oleorubin is 215 milligrams. I don't know what that means per caps.
Okay. On the olive leaf, it says if you're going to take 185 milligrams,
yeah,
you need to take 4 a day.
Oh, that's probably
for one, two, for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, for like 5 more days.
Uh-huh.
Now, are you taking the oregano oil, too? Are you taking
yes.
capsules or just the liquid? Capsules?
Capsules.
Okay. Let me see how many you need to take of the oregano oil. It says 3 a day. Do you need to take them both? It says no.
Mm-hmm.
Which would
I
be
have
the best?
Been.
Would the, okay. Would the oregano oil be the best to take? Or with the olive leaves? Oregano oil. I'm getting the oregano oil. Get back onto that and keep taking that for a while.
Oh,
so, oregano oil, 3 a day for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Still 5 days of it. And see how that helps you, Casey.
Okay, and don't do the other things with it? Just the oregano oil?
When I muscle test the olive leaf and I got a negative, I got a positive on the oregano oil.
Oh, wow. Okay. I've also been taking berberine and grapefruit seed extract and colloidal silver.
All right. Let me ask about colloidal silver. No. And what were the other two?
Berberine.
Berberine.
B-E-R-I-N-E, yeah. And grapefruit seed extract.
Okay. I'm getting a positive on those two.
Okay. And I have another one I recently discovered. I wondered if I should use this. Candibactin AR.
And what is that for,
Candibactin? I think it's general and gastrointestinal and respiratory mostly.
Okay. I'm asking at this time if that would be for your highest good, and I'm not getting a positive on it, so maybe you don't need it right now.
Okay. Okay, so I guess just those other three.
Yeah. So sometimes we can overdo. I do that. I'll try this, try that. But it's nice to know how much you need to take and what is working for you. So
yeah.
Do that. And, you know, of course, if you went and got some liquid, the oregano oil, you could swish that all around in your gums and your mouth and everything, and that would get all down into the ear too. So you might think about getting a little bottle of the liquid and take it with it. But you need to take it for 5 more days.
Uh-huh, and then stop and see where I'm at.
Yes, and you know you can call me if you want me to muscle test you and see how where you are if you need to continue on.
Okay.
My number is 901.
Okay.
901
331 0841.
Very good.
Do you have a website?
Yes, I do. It's called yourangelworks.com.
I see. Okay, good. And do you have anything on there about where you got your magnet by any chance?
No, honey, I got this from a doctor out here in Seattle, but I do know that Nikken, N-I-K-K-E-N, is sales magnets, the Nikken, but it is a multi-level marketing. You can find magnets without having to go through a multi-level marketing. So, and the price is, I mean, I paid $20 for this little magnet, but it worked. So I said, okay, at first I thought, that's a lot of money for a magnet. But I looked at some of Nikken, and they were like $200 or, you know, they're expensive. And of course, they say, well, ours is the best and the strongest. But just look around and see what you can find. They're out there. I had people tell me, oh, yeah, check out this magnet on this and that.
Okay, yeah, I hadn't thought or heard of magnets for EMF protection, so I guess that's time to research it.
Absolutely, start doing that.
Okay, I will.
Because that was the first thing that showed up on the body code.
Yikes, okay, that's good to know. Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling in, and we appreciate you, and like I said, you can call me, or you I have a email is angelworks22@hotmail.com. If you want to ever email me, you can do that too.
I'm gonna write it down. I like that.
Yeah, and you can go on my, if you want to come back in later on and go to Blog Talk Radio, you can see all my information is there too. If you want to go into the archives and check out this, because sometimes you say, now what did she tell me to do? So we talked about it, so you could go back into the archives and listen to everything we talked about that you needed to do, okay?
Right. Wonderful.
Okay. Well, you have a good evening.
Thank
you. You're welcome.
You too, both of you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Annie. Well, honey, we're already I've never seen it go so fast. I guess I just got into it.
Well, it always does. You're always, like, I don't know if anyone would call in. And I mean, I'm telling you, everybody loves your heart walls and your body. The body code is new. So definitely after you have a few people on, you need to come back on with your body codes because they all love it.
Well, good. Well, I love it, too. And it is fun because sometimes we just don't know. I mean, these people, of course, they're listening in. They just have to trust me. But I've been doing this for a long time, and I would trust me. I know that I wanted to work with you some, Annie, but, you know, we didn't get to do that. But talk to us a little bit about the Lemu.
Okay.
For Mia. She's still online, and maybe how she could get in touch with you, how you're losing weight with it, you know, what all it's offering you there.
Well, and thank you for letting me talk about that. I began promoting a product called Lemu, and that's L-I-M-U. Feel free to Google it. You can go on to PubMed.gov, and there's over 1,000 independent studies, which has nothing to do with our company or anything, on a super nutrient that is in Lemu called fucoidin, and that's F-U-C-O-I-D-A-N. And this super nutrient has just been fabulous. And we have, like, the juice that they recommend that you drink 4 ounces a day. But all the products that we promote have 2 ounces of the juice in it. So we have the juice. Then we have an energy drink, which is all natural. The sugar is from papaya, apple, mango, and pear juice. And the caffeine is from guarana root. So it's all natural product, so you're not going to have, like, the jitters, which is what I always hated about energy drinks, and then the sugar crash at the end. So we call it our happy juice, and I drink one of those a day usually on my ride into work. It helps me be real focused to get my job done. And then another product we have is called Lemu Lean, and that is the health and wellness energy drink, the protein supplement shake. And so what I do is I use my problem that I have is not eating till 3 or 4 in the afternoon. So my metabolism was just all out of whack. So what I've started doing with the shake is I make the shake and I drink that on the way to work, and then up until about noon, my husband just turns it up and drinks it. But he's trying to gain weight, so he adds it to all of his meals. But it helps jumpstart my metabolism, and I've lost like in a couple of months of doing it, I've lost like 25 pounds. And I wasn't really doing it to lose weight as much as just to feel good. But losing the weight is great. So, Mia, if you would like to get in touch with me, you can call me at 901-487-4533. Or, of course, every Monday night I'm on this show. You can always reach me here. Or, and also just Google Limu, and you'll read all kind of great things about it. And I would love to share it with you if you're interested. So you can reach me at 901-487-4533. And always, like Pam says to all of you listeners, as soon as the show's over, a few minutes after the show is over, you can always go back into the Blog Talk Radio, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, and that's R-E-N-F-O-R-D, and then you're going to see Cosmic Contacts with Pam, and you'll scroll down to, is it On Demand, Pam?
Yes, it's On Demand section.
On Demand, and that is every show that she's always had. So definitely you can go on and listen to tonight's show, but go back and, like, listen to some of the other shows on Pam's heart wall removals and on the body code, because you always share great information, and definitely, like, with the herbs and stuff. And I do love olive leaf extract and the oregano oil, too. I use those often, too. So I just am thankful I know you, honey.
Oh,
you're a fountain of information.
Well, good. Well, I want to thank everybody that called in tonight, and we're just going to wish everyone a great week. And we're going to have Easter coming up soon.
Yes,
Easter
it's Sunday.
I couldn't believe already. This coming Sunday? Yes, it is.
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
this coming Sunday.
Well, anyway,
that's what I say.
Well, be sure and call in on Monday. We're going to have some wonderful guests on the show this month. And thank you again, everybody. Have a great night.
Yes, and a great week, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter.